So two separate things. The assessed value, so the assessed value of 36,910, is that the 30 whatever percent of the
30% of 115,000.
Uh-huh. And then the other is I'm not familiar with people not paying their taxes and then coming and asking for it to be saying it's erroneously assessed. But that's, I thought they had to pay on a protest. And then if they wanted anything changed, they had to.
You said changed hands?
Yes. It was owned by Gary Shaver from 2012 to 2016.
So when they bought it, they would have known the taxes were due.
You would think so.
Because they would have. Billboard, you said?
The taxes were paid on March of 2017 with penalties and interest.
For 16.
For 16.
I didn't know the billboard that you're talking about. So
La Quinta.
I need to abstain. I didn't realize the billboard you're talking about.
Okay.
I need to abstain. So I'll let you guys. I didn't know what.
I don't guess I do know the billboard then. I don't know.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yes. They didn't make comment.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you just told me the former owner and everything, that's why I just need to.
Okay.
I didn't know where it was or what it was. So.
Did you say who the former owner was?
Yes. Gary Shaver owned it from 2012, 2016.
And taxes were paid all that time?
Correct.
And they were, it did not increase between 16 and 17, so no question of increase notice. Or
in 15, it went from 299 to 314.
In assessed value, you're talking?
Appraised value.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In 15. So 16, they were paid.
Correct.
And it sold in 16, so 17 is in this new owner.
I'm going to make a guess that it sold early 17 since the taxes were caught up on March of 17.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
Okay, so they knew what the taxes were then when they bought them in 17, because you're right, they would have probably paid at closing. The only statute that I'm aware of that on, that's paid.
I might call on the collector. Have I forgot anything about all this? Are you aware of?
I didn't even know this was coming up today. I was just sitting in, so I don't have a statute.
Okay.
And so when he had it in 17, when he got his bail in 17, the owner, he could have went to, because it would have been from 15 to 16 is when it increased. Is that what you said? And they paid it 16 at the higher price. So there would have been no increase notice in 17, but he would have had the tax bill. And he could have paid under protest then because that he didn't have a chance to go through Board of Equalization, so they would accept it in protest. So 17, he had a chance to pay in the protest. And you had no increase in value from 17 to 18 or 19. Did you lower it for 19?
Yes, I got it lowered for 19. Seems to be good evidence that we were out of line in 16, 17, and 18, I mean, all those years.
I will say this, and again, I do know that that billboard wasn't even functional during all those years.
It was or was not?
Was not.
Was not.
It wasn't even functional during those years that they paid the higher price.
I've heard that before. Yeah.
When the other party paid the higher price?
You're speaking about the electronic part, correct?
Correct.
But it was being used.
I believe on one side is a static side, yes, but the electronic, the expensive side, the wasn't even functional.
Yeah.
During the previous owners.
Kenny watches that stuff as he's out doing stuff, and he said he remembers it. He used one just to wipe the billboard and sit there.
Yeah, I think they used, like I said, a static, but they weren't able to
change it.
My problem is the owner paid the taxes at the highest price, paid the taxes, and it sold. So the new owner knew what the taxes were because that would have been told at closing.
He could have, for sure.
Yeah. And in 17, he could have, by knowing those taxes, he could have went to BOE by knowing those taxes, or he could have went to protest, and he would be accepting protests because of being a new owner for 17. So he had two chances there. Didn't pay the taxes in 17 or 18. Do we know if they were mailed to the correct address?
Don't know for certain, no.
Well, let me ask you this. If he would have paid them, you guys would be asking for abatement as opposed to a erroneous assessment. You'd be asking for a refund.
We'd be asking for a refund, yeah.
So
I don't know if we could go back.
Yeah,
same
you can go
thing.
In 3 years. The only thing is, I think I was at first confusing waiving penalties and interest with, we can't waive penalties and interest, right? But we, anyway, so that's...
Yeah, we can.
Well, we can, but that's not what's being asked.
No.
What's not... Waiving the penalties and interest is not what's being asked of us.
And I've got a concern, and I don't know if you'd want to table this. I talked to this gentleman, it's been a little while ago, and I'm, so to speak, representing him, I feel like, and I may not be representing him well.
You think he would like to come and...
It might be before you go to.
Because we're talking considerably... amount of funds.
It's significant over assessment.
Then I'll make the motion that we table it and give the customer a chance to come.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
I have a question.
Wesley, we'll go back to that first.
You're we're tabling to, this one right here, 17.4.17.217.001.
Okay, I don't know what you just talked about, but what about you want to table abatement numbers 205?
We've got a motion.
We have a motion and a second on the floor, so we can't.
He's wanting you to clarify.
But I need clarification.
You'll get it. It's in the presiding commission. You have a motion and a second. Did you call for the vote? I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
Okay, aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstain. Motion carries.
Move to approve abatement number 205022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Wesley, what we did... We just approved the 205022, and we tabled the 205023 and 205024 till...
What I was asking is that you state that in your motion.
We did.
But it's over and done, so I will see you all next time I have a abatement statute.
Well, I believe we stated the parcel number.
Abatements are not handled by parcel number.
Wesley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess we'll be in recess till 10:35. And take up our Independence Day discussion.